Tackle the Sport Zone on Salford City Radio. It's what Saturdays were made for.
One commentator, and this has been picked up a lot in England, commented in Italy that Mario Balotelli has a unique talent to make people celebrate when he arrives, but also celebrate when he leaves. And it's certainly true that Milan, who welcomed him with open arms 18 months or so ago, now marked his departure with a statement from the manager, Pippo Inzaghi, that the club would gain in hunger and team spirit with the Balotelli's departure, which I think certainly puts one side to why they were willing to let him go. I think the other thing is that Milan these days don't have a lot of money. Berlusconi's not prepared to put a lot of money into the club. Balotelli was on high wages, which they were happy to get off their books. I think also Inzaghi didn't see him as the kind of player that he wanted in his team. I think he wanted somebody who would move more, who would maybe be more of a kind of a fixture in the penalty box, maybe a focal point, a target in the penalty box. And I think that they felt that they could move him out for a certain amount of money, bring in somebody who was maybe more the kind of player that Inzaghi wanted. I'm surprised that that he went for as little as 16 million, though, because I think there was more to be got from Balotelli than that. And it's also true that whilst his first 6 months at Milan, that half a season after he arrived in January, he did brilliantly for them. Last season was a very different story. And he scored goals, but they were mainly from the penalty spot, and it just didn't seem a particularly happy marriage anymore. I think it could be a really positive move for him, this, because a lot of people pick up on the fact that he will drift in and out of games, that he has a tendency or has had a tendency historically to sulk. But I think that that's largely been in games when he's felt frustrated because he hasn't been getting the kind of service he'd like, balls that he could make something of, opportunities. I think that it's a very exciting team to go and play, a very exciting midfield to go and play in front of, the one that he'll find at Liverpool. And he could be finding himself on the verge of his most productive period ever. I mean, I really hope so. I think he's a very likable character, Mario, and everybody feels that we've not seen what he can produce on a consistent basis. So it would be fabulous, although perhaps not from a Mancunian point of view, if that were about to change.